From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. There continue to be many protests across the Hudson Valley in Catskill and in western Massachusetts since the police murder of George Floyd on May 25th. The Berkshire Eagle reports that April Harwood, who is about to enter the 10th grade, organized one June 27th in Lenox. Despite a rainstorm, about 80 people lined up along Main Street. Harwood said from beneath an umbrella, and I quote, "We have the power to change things if we keep the momentum. But a lot of people are forgetting about it. It was time that we do a protest. It's not over," end quote. Another teenager attending, Aaron Chesluznek, said, and I quote, "These are people who are passionate, even if they are cold and a little damp. They want to show up. Even in little towns like this, we don't get enough representation for black people in our community," end quote. Harwood said school officials had previously ignored her reports of racial incidents at Miss Hall's school. She said of fellow students at the time, and I quote, "They kind of harassed and bullied all the non-white students. I talked to the principals and nothing really changed. You weren't getting in trouble for being racist," end quote. But some of her teachers, a dean and the head of school, Julia Heaton, were across the street from the protest and helped promote it online, including a June 2nd statement of solidarity with the principals of the Black Lives Matter movement. Heaton praised Harwood across Main Street, and I quote, "This is all her, of course. We're all happy to celebrate her great work," end quote. In Rosendale this week, protesters turned over the microphone at one point to Rosendale Chief of Police Scott Shaprick, and it did not go particularly well.
Does racism exist? Absolutely it does. That has been proven time and again. Is it systematic in police agencies? I truly don't believe so. There are too many good men and women out there. There are too many good men and women out there that show us otherwise daily. The one thing that seems to be getting lost lately is that regardless of race, we are all members of the human race, and it should not be us against them. Anyone can stand on the outside and say that he did this or she did that. Our younger officers are the catalyst that is needed. You need to be on the inside. But in order for true change to begin, it also needs to begin at the top. As everyone who is involved in this organization today already knows, I am available. I've offered to sit down and discuss the direction of change that we want to go so that something like the George Floyd incident never happens again. Thank you.
Murder! What reforms will you commit to today? What reforms will you commit to today?
I have
more power. Okay. What reforms will you commit to?
Thank you.
There are more local protests planned this week. On July 1st in Troy, theater companies will show their solidarity with the African-American community at a 1 p.m. event in Riverside Park. At 4:30 p.m. on July 1st, there are standing weekly protests in Ghent, Chatham, and Kingston. On July 2nd, at Canteen Field in Socrates, there is a Together as One event. And on July 4th, there is a large protest and teach-in at the Edling Memorial Library in New Platts. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The YMCA of the Capital District has laid off more than 1,400 employees as a result of gym closures. The nonprofit operates 11 fitness centers, gyms, and pools across the region at locations in Greene, Albany, Schenectady, and Rensselaer counties. J. David Brown, the YMCA president and CEO, said he wants to bring as many people back as soon as possible once Governor Andrew Cuomo allows health clubs to reopen. Brown said, and I quote, "We can't keep 1,400 people employed when we're closed, and we can't tell people to sit at home and wait forever," end quote. The organization still has 411 people on the payroll for its ongoing summer day camp program and for its living facilities and a skeleton office crew. The summer day camp programs this year are serving approximately 600 youngsters compared to 3,000 last year. The YMCA's Camp Chinchgagook on Lake George is also closed. Brown said workers were first put on furlough or sent home without pay. but with no clear opening date, they turned into layoffs. The Capital District Y has about 100,000 members. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Altamont Enterprise is reporting for the first time food and refreshment vendors will be able to sell their products along the 9-mile-long Albany County Helderberg-Hudson Rail Trail on food trucks, carts, or temporary stands. Requests for proposals are due July 10th. A total of 6 vendors will be selected by lottery for 2 locations at each of the 3 trailheads in Albany, Slingerlands, and Voorheesville. 6 qualified vendors who meet health, insurance, and other criteria will be issued permits for 1 month at a time. At the end of each month, 6 new permits will be issued at random until October 12th. Hours of operation for each business will be limited to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. Anyone interested in submitting a proposal may contact the Albany County Department of General Service Purchasing Division at 518-477-7140. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Olean Times-Herald is reporting Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer is urging U.S. Trade Representative Robert E. Lighthizer to raise concerns about Canada evading dairy trade commitments. Schumer said that under the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, Canada agreed to eliminate protective pricing within 6 months. However, Schumer said dairy farmers in Ontario recently requested the province's tribunal grant restricted access to its pricing regulations. The Dairy Farmers of Ontario represents approximately 4,000 Canadian dairy farmers. Schumer said that with only a few days left until the trade agreement is set to enter into force on Wednesday, the lack of transparency and timing of the dairy farmers' request raises questions about whether or not Canada is seeking to circumvent its dairy commitments under the agreement. The U.S. dairy industry has raised concerns that some of Canada's recent actions weaken the intent of the agreement and will prevent New York dairy farmers from fully benefiting from the negotiated market access opportunities. Schumer said, and I quote, "I am calling on Ambassador Lighthizer to do everything in his power to ensure that Canada abides by its dairy trade obligations and eliminates its unfair and harmful pricing programs and practices that unfairly impede upstate New York dairy farmers from freely selling their product," end quote. Read the full story in the Olean Times-Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.